Sports update time, filling in for Gary Lee. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Missouri State University in Springfield has lost one of its own and one of the biggest names in the history of the athletic program there. Bill Thomas, longtime head coach of the men's basketball program, and before that, a very successful player at Missouri State. The Buffalo, Missouri native passed away on Saturday at the age of 91. When it comes to success at Missouri State, it's two names at the head of the men's coaching realm, Charlie Spoonhauer, but before that, it was Bill Thomas. Missouri State tied for, won or tied, for a championship in their conference between 1966 and 1970, and also with a runner-up finish in the NCAA Division II National Tournament. That was in 67, 69, and again in 1974. He was named Coach of the Year in 1974. He compiled a total of 265 wins for the program. His was the sixth name retired, jersey retired, at the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield. The last one to have a number jersey retired in his honor, that was back 2015. Bill Thomas passes away at the age of 91. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cardinals wrapped up their series with the Pirates in St. Louis on a successful note. They had to come from behind in the bottom of the 10th, but they win the game by a final score of 5-4. They outhit the Pirates 12-8. Pirates scored a run in the top of the 10th. Tommy Edman came through with the big hit of the day, the game-winning hit, as the Cardinals move their season record to 7-9. Verhagen gets the win for the Cardinals, his first of the season. Meanwhile, with a 7-9 record, the Cardinals have scraped along here in the opening month of the season. The Royals are scraping harder. They lose again yesterday. They've lost 12 of their first 16 games, and they lose yesterday to a really good Atlanta team by a score of 5-4. Major League Baseball schedule for today. Cardinals start a series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. That'll be in St. Louis. Meanwhile, the Royals will play host to the Texas Rangers. And both those series, game one tonight, both in the state of Missouri. The MSU West Plains Grizzly softball team will try to break out of a losing skid today. They'll be playing East Central College in a doubleheader, and then tomorrow they'll be at home against the Moberly Greyhounds. The two teams have both struggled this year. The Grizzlies are 6-13. The Greyhounds are 9-21. This past Friday, the Grizzlies lost to St. Louis in a game that was really a tight contest and was a pitcher's contest up till the fifth inning, when the Archers broke through with a single run, and they go on and beat the Grizzlies in that contest on the road by a final score of 5-2. We'll have the game between the Grizzlies and the Greyhounds tomorrow afternoon. That'll be on the Fox 96.9. So that's some of the sports headlines. More later in the day. And I'm Harlan Hutchison, Ozark Radio Sports, for Gary Lee.